Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Alan Mates, president of Robinson and Mates. It's an outstanding marketing firm out of Chicago. Alan and I have been friends for a long time. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 5 years. And his website is Robinson Mates, M-A-I-T-E-S, RobinsonMates.com. Alan, talk to the audience a little bit about what the kind of things that you're likely to work with, especially with small business owners.
With small business owners, we do help them develop an agile marketing process to be able to plan their marketing activities based on the speed of today's market. We also help them develop and execute communication programs.
And so you can check him out there at RobinsonMates.com and see if he and his team have something that can help you. Alan, when we went to the break, you were going to tell us a story.
Yeah, I was going to tell you a story. Really,
we're talking about marketing planning, folks. How to integrate all the different areas of what it takes to drive customers, to get customers to do business with you and come back. So tell a story.
That's right. And one of the things I was going to play off of, Jim, is what you said of many times. You know, businesses are, you know, what we call preaching to the choir. They're advertising and providing offers to people they've already got on their customer list,
right,
that they don't necessarily need to be spending that money against. Well, we see within the quick service restaurant business, we see a company like Sonic, who happens to have a pretty good, you know, following in markets where they've been for a long time,
mm-hmm,
but it's a little tougher for them to get new customers in new markets because people don't necessarily understand the drive-in concept any longer. We find most of their promotions, and we don't do business with them, we just observe. And we see most of their promotions are giving away their product at reduced cost. Now, it may help them get some extra traffic and some short-term
mm-hmm
sales, but what they're really doing is giving away margin to their existing customers.
That's right. That's right.
And
who are waiting on the sale.
That's right. And are going there anyway.
And they've devalued they've lowered the value of their core products.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Versus understanding
Let me say this. Big companies can get away with that. Small businesses, not at all.
That's right, because you need to make sure you're getting a return on every dollar you spend.
That's right.
Because our small businesses don't have a lot of dollars to put in that marketplace.
Right. We need to be, small businesses need to be charging more for more value delivered.
That's correct. And making that connection with their customer so
mm-hmm
they understand the product and service value along with the relationship, keep them coming back, and then understanding how to bring in the right type of new customer that will be profitable in the future.
Right.
Not all customers are created equal. And it's the ones that are going to allow us to make a fair profit off of them are the ones that we want.
Well, the future of marketing is going to be closer relationships, more connection, less not just being competitive, but being relevant to our customers, to me, for small businesses. And see, I think, Alan, that's what all customers want, regardless of whether they do business with a big company today or a small company today. They all want that. They all expect to have to have a little closer relationship with the companies that they do business with. And the thing about it, though, that's perfect for small businesses, we can do that 10 times better, 1,000 times better than the big companies can, so we're closer to delivering what customers want and expect than the big guys can.
Absolutely. Just don't forget about that discipline of planning and realizing that the latest new shiny marketing tactic is not the silver bullet. It
right
takes a combination of marketing tactics and resources to develop your customer base and continue to grow it.
Right. And that planning incorporates the traditional marketing of advertising and print and radio, television, et cetera, but also with the platforms, the social media platforms, right?
With social media platforms. And don't forget about your traditional communities.
Right.
So online communities are one way to look at social media.
Mm-hmm.
Offline right. communities are another way to look at
like,
it.
Like your networking communities and the different groups you belong to. Alan,
that's
good
correct.
Job today. Thanks for being here. Well done.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Come back again real soon. Alan Mates, ladies and gentlemen, RobinsonMates.com. Check it out. Check out his website and see if his organization might have something that can help you pull your own marketing strategy together, your own marketing plan. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.